When people ask me where I went to high school, my answer is I went to Catholic schools in and around the city of Springfield, Illinois, land of Lincoln. Land of Lincoln and Springfield, they're pretty inseparable when you think about it. Lincoln's home, where he lived, was on 8th Street. Where my dad worked was a block over on 7th Street. Lincoln's law office was on 6th Street, and our family dentist was just a few doors down. Both the law office and the dentist office looked at the old state capitol that was across the way. And in that old state capitol is where Abraham Lincoln gave the House Divided speech, and more recently, President Obama launched his historic run for the presidency of the United States. Because I know we have so many lawyers here, it's also where Abraham Lincoln argued more cases before the Illinois Supreme Court than anybody else in history. Surrounding the old state capitol was a green, and on that green is a place I played, but it's also a place where Ulysses Grant gathered the great Western Union Army, the terrible swift sword that Louisiana's own General Beauregard and General Johnston surrendered to and essentially ended the Civil War. Across that green was the train station I picked up my dad at night in high school after he was done working, and also the train station where Abraham Lincoln gave his farewell address to the citizens of Springfield. And it went like this: I now leave, not knowing when, if ever, I may return, with a task before me greater than that which rested upon Washington. Without the assistance of the divine being who ever attended him, I cannot succeed. With that assistance, I cannot fail. Trusting in him who can go with me and remain with you and be everywhere for good, let us hope that all will yet be well. To his care commending you, as I hope in your prayers you will commend me, I bid you an affectionate farewell. What Abraham Lincoln was doing was invoking divine assistance. What Christ was doing in today's gospel is saying that he would send that divine assistance, that grace with the Holy Spirit to sustain the people of God. What we've been reading from or proclaiming this Sunday and pretty much for the past few weeks in daily and Sunday Mass is known as Christ's farewell discourse at the Last Supper. And there's some key words in that I'd like you to remember. The Holy Spirit teaches us what we need to know. So in the church, we can have confidence that the bishop will shepherd the church through challenges with that assistance of the Holy Spirit. So it took place in the Acts of the Apostles that was read today, that Robert read, is the apostles were receiving the grace of the Holy Spirit on what to do with the Gentiles, how to instruct the Gentiles, how to take care of that question. And that continues to happen through their successors, the bishops today. But it's necessary for us to pray for both our civil and church leaders so that they have the strength to do their jobs. And when we pray, and when they do their job with that divine assistance, grace brings them farther than what they may have anticipated to go. Lincoln saw a higher calling than union. Initially, when he was saying all will still be well, he was hoping that slavery would be taken care of some way, but the union would be preserved without war. And that didn't happen. So from his Gettysburg Address, that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, should have a new birth of freedom. What the Holy Spirit was doing was advocating for those enslaved. In the Acts of the Apostles today, the unburdening of the Gentiles also unburdened the Jews. The Spirit's greater purpose also freed the church from the rigors, the mechanical rigors of Judaism. Gentile or Jew, servant or free, woman or man, no more. We're all one in the worship of the Lord. In the second inaugural address, Lincoln explained, "Grace is not what we think we need, but the strength to do God's will." Both North and South read from the same Bible and pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. The prayers of both could not be answered. That of neither has been fully answered. The Almighty has his own purposes. What is the Almighty's purpose? What is God's will? God's will, as Lincoln said, is malice toward none and charity towards all. I think many of us have seen that picture from the Sistine Chapel of the Almighty's finger coming down to man's finger and creating man in his image and likeness. Divine assistance is like those two hands, like this. God pulling us up, God guiding us what to do. So what are we called to do? I think that Christ told us that. Love Christ by keeping his word. Be disciplined. Be principled. Pray for strength and understanding. Well, we are all instruments of God's grace, of God's divine assistance. I think we know the end of the story. That Abraham Lincoln came back to Springfield in a pine box. Outside of his tomb, there's a great bust of Abraham Lincoln, and all the dads would take their kids and lift them up, and we'd rub his nose for good luck. Well, there's a story behind that great bust. So President Grant and General Sherman, they came to the dedication of the tomb that took place many years after the death. And they put a hold on the dedication of the tomb. And they said, "We requested the Catholic sisters be here to unmask this great bust, and they're not here." So the order went out from the President of the United States, from the General of the Armies, and from the Bishop, that the nearest available sisters come and unveil this bust. Remembering Shiloh, General Sherman explained, "If I had my sisters of St. Dominic near, they would not disappoint me." It turned out, totally by coincidence, the nearest available sisters were Dominicans, and they were also battle-hardened veterans. And so they came as quickly as a military escort could get them there, and they unveiled the bust as part of the ceremony of the dedication, and then they left as quickly as they could. You see, October 15th, 1874, was a school day. And they had charges waiting for them, who were waiting to be taught everything that they needed to know. God bless all of you.